ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's done interviewing possible Supreme Court nominees. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump appears closer to picking his justice. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Fox News has learned that President Trump has completed the interview process to pick his Supreme Court nominee. The president has narrowed his original list of 25 candidates, and it includes six federal judges and includes two women, Amy Coney Barrett and Joan Larson. The president is scheduled to formally announce and introduce his nominee for the High Court on Monday night. Liberal Democrats are expected to mount a strong campaign against whomever the president ultimately chooses.
Dave? John, the anti-Trump protester who climbed up the Statue of Liberty's pedestal, evacuating the landmark for hours yesterday, is due in federal court today. Police had to climb up to get Teresa Como down.
They say there was barely anything to grab onto at those high points on the statue, so they really had to trust their equipment here. Now, this woman is part of a larger group. Six other protesters she was with were arrested for hanging a large banner reading "Abolish ICE" from the pedestal of this statue.
That's Liz Dolan with New York's Fox 5 TV. They keep pumping water out of the cave in Thailand, where 12 boys and their soccer coach are stranded before more water rushes in. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring from London live.
Dave, rain is forecast, and the governor of Thailand's Chiang Rai province says we can't risk having the cave flood again. He says he's asked rescuers to prepare to bring the boys out, potentially at short notice. They may have to learn to cave dive. Klaus Rasmussen, a volunteer diver helping at the site, says that's a challenging task.
If you don't know how to swim and you're in a very black environment, which could potentially kill you inside a cave, it's not a good environment to learn in.
The boys are said to be in good condition. Dave?
Well, Simon, weeks after the president met with Kim Jong-un, trying to get him to give up nuclear weapons, Secretary of State Pompeo is flying to North Korea for more talks today. Fox News, fair and balanced.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3030 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3030.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
A Republican congressman is pushing back against allegations of sexual abuse circulating about a now-dead doctor for the Ohio State University wrestling team. Jim Jordan was a coach back then.
Three former wrestlers at Ohio State University told NBC News Republican Congressman Jim Jordan either knew about sexual abuse involving a former team doctor or chose to ignore what was common knowledge.
It was something that we would discuss on a regular basis. There was a lot of banter about, you know, Doc being a groper.
The congressman adamantly denied the allegations at a 4th of July event in Fremont, Ohio.
Things he said are just not true. We knew of no abuse, never heard of abuse. If we had, we'd have reported it.
Congressman Jordan received a number of emails from one of his accusers, Mike DeSabato, and that the emails are being referred to Capitol Police.
That's Fox's Ellison Barber. A Democratic congressman is in a hospital in Washington. Steny Hoyer, who is the minority whip, has pneumonia, but a spokeswoman says the 79-year-old Hoyer is expected to recover quickly. In Florida, a man reunited with his best friend.
A pug named Guido is safe at home in Hillsborough County, Florida, after he went missing for more than a month when his owner's car was stolen while the dog was inside.
He's my playmate. He's my companion. He's my teacher.
Donald Murray speaking with My Fox Tampa. Murray and Guido were reunited after an anonymous tip was called into the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. The car was found abandoned behind a grocery store, and an employee at a neighboring dry cleaners found the dog and cared for him. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
There was a slight rise in the number of people who filed first-time jobless claims last week, up to 231,000. Tomorrow, we'll get the jobs report for June and the new unemployment rate. On Wall Street, stocks could jump at the opening bell. Dow futures up more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good morning. It's July 5th. So glad you're listening. ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey has the week off. Our local news now brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One firefighter was treated for smoke-related issues, and several people were displaced after a fire broke out on Cruising Lane in Champaign on Independence Day. One of the tenants said the smoke was coming from the utility room. Governor Bruce Rauner has again condemned Arthur Jones, the Holocaust denier running for Congress as a Republican. The neo-Nazi ran unopposed for Illinois' 3rd District GOP nomination. United Airlines' sudden departure from service at Willard Airport may have an impact on Parkland's Institute of Aviation. Another instructor gave notice he's leaving Parkland for a commercial airline to help with the national pilot shortage. And a 25-year-old University of Illinois student is accused of exposing himself to several women off campus. He's been served notices to appear in court for public indecency. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
ESPN 93.5. Don't forget, you can go to CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, and you can get some of the best local service ever. They're locally owned and operated. They're getting great results when it comes to some of their work with hotels. Maybe you have staining issues, your linen rough, not soft. CMI can work with you on controlling your costs by using state-of-the-art dispensing systems. They also offer monthly service reports, checking the pH of the linens, the dispensers. They make sure you have minimal rewashing. Save money. Shop local. Betsy and Brad Park, CMIClean.com, or call them at 359-6262, CMIClean. .com. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Looks like heat advisory today, high near 90. Tonight, overnight 70 with a 50-50 chance of rain late today and tonight. Much better tomorrow, 83, less humid, 86 on Friday, currently 72 degrees. ESPN 93.5. Well, the hiring process can be a tedious one for employers and job seekers alike. New survey shows this cycle of hiring and rehiring is a quick one. The survey by Willis Towers Watson found that up to 50% of companies it contacted say they had difficulty retaining long-term employees. Career coach Tracy Tim, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
So what's up? I mean, it's just a great time for people to get work and get new jobs, I guess. But we have to be good at keeping people.
It is so hugely important that you can attract rock stars, but if you can't keep them happy, Maybe never in history have we seen such an easy time for people to go and find work that they really do enjoy.
So it's been a while since employers had to say, gosh, what do we do to make people happy? Otherwise, they're going to bolt. They'll make more money. They'll have better deals. We're back to that, and it feels like it's been forever since we've been in that spot.
You know, it's really interesting. I've seen two major shifts over the last, you know, several years. One being that the loyalty sort of value exchange has changed. It used to be very straightforward, I think, for companies and then for employees alike to know how to play the game. It was if I'm loyal to this company for a certain number of years, they're going to take care of me. And so there was this promise that, you know, at the end of the road, usually retirement or, you know, pensions or something of that nature, you'd be taken care of. You'd be fine. You'd be successful. And now, you know, after 2007, 2008, that type of company loyalty just doesn't exist anymore. There isn't money for it. There isn't trajectory and time for it. And so employees are saying, hey, like, if that's not going to be how this works anymore, then I'm definitely going to go and do what's in my best interest. And we've got the gig economy running the world, right? So 40, 50% of people, at least in the U.S., are working in some type of freelancing type of position. So, you know, it's definitely shifted both micro and macro trends in that regard.
Tracy Tim, career coach, what would you tell a person that isn't so happy at work right now? How would you advise them?
Oh, my gosh. Those are the people I work primarily with. So my heart goes out to them because that used to be me. There have actually been some really incredible studies that show that the more that you love your work, the more you actually accumulate wealth faster in your life. It's insane. There was a study I read on Business Insider where I believe it was an insanely high percentage, 80%+ of people who liked their job were in this higher wealth category. But those who loved their job made two times as much, and they made it in a third the amount of time that it took those that just simply liked their job.
All right.
So it's kind of crazy. It's really important.
You touched a nerve here when you said that was me. What was you?
Oh, yeah. So my very first job out of college, I worked on Wall Street. I did the easy thing right out of school and got one of the high-paying, sort of high-profile jobs, and I was felt like I was set up, right? It was what everybody else's version of success looked like. But 2.5 years later, I was in maybe the most miserable position I've ever been in my life. And in a job that was not only soul-sucking, but in an environment that wasn't built for me to succeed. So no matter how hard I worked there, it just wasn't right for me. And that's true for so many people. We're all built for a specific type of job, a specific type of environment. And if we move towards those things, then we can actually create our own success as opposed to having to live someone else's version of it.
Soul-sucking job. So are you telling me that money didn't make you happy?
That is correct. Oh. Yeah, I had all the major markers of, I think, what society would call success, the status, the car service, the expense account, the paycheck, and, you know, personally, but then also now professionally and working with countless young professionals and hundreds of companies, I found that our lives are now more than ever blended with our work. It's no longer about work-life balance. So just the dollar amount that maybe funds a lifestyle that you're looking to create is no longer an exchange that a lot of people are willing to make. And the 10, you know, the 8, 9, 10, maybe even crazy hours that you work a day start to matter more and more and more, even if what you're making used to make that make sense.
Tracy, I like you. You really are got it going on here. I don't think we've ever met, but I really appreciate you being on the program. How do people find Tracy Tim?
Yes, TracyTim with 2M.com is the best way to get more information and to get a hold of me. And we do career services for young professionals, but I also work very closely with companies and help them really tap into how to attract, engage, and retain top talent.
You know, by the way, just because you open like a career coaching gig doesn't mean anybody uses you. So hundreds of companies, come on, man. What are you, 30? What the heck? That is unbelievable. What are you doing?
I'm telling you, if you love what you do, the sky's the limit. And I just feel so strongly about young professionals finding work they love sooner so they can have a greater impact, you know, sooner in their lives, and same for companies.
Tracy Tim, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great meeting you. TracyTim.com, TracyTim.com. 8:15. Well, Grace has jumped in. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Good morning.
Gracie was in two parades. Colleen Magnifico has jumped in as well. We were in Rantoul, then you were in Champaign. Kind of hot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Props to everyone who came to watch the parade.
What was it like? Or what was it like being in a parade as Miss Illinois?
Well, it was my first parade, but I would say my favorite thing, yes, the humidity was pretty awful for everyone involved. But seeing little kids' faces along the route was just so special. And the fact that you can make eye contact and say, yes, I'm looking at you. I think that just makes a difference. And you can be really intentional.
Just seeing all little girls, Colleen, just all these little bitty, little itty bitty, itty bitty.
So
they had little red, white, and blue things in their hair.
And there were some who just cover their mouth and, like, eyes wide open and just, like, it's just me, but that's so sweet.
And we had a lot of kids waving flags and moms pointing at Grace, you know, the little kids.
It was just so cool last night, even coming home from fireworks. Like, this is one of the only things I feel like our country does that unifies us to celebrate something.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool that there's traffic because of something we celebrated all together.
That should be a pretty nonpartisan thing where you just are happy to live in America and appreciate the blessings you have to be here. Because we're all living in the 1% world where we have such quality of life versus the rest of the world. Hard to realize. Anyway, it was fun. I got to be the driver.
It's a hard job. Yeah, I got to keep a good pace.
I was driving the BMW blue convertible.
Ooh, we like that.
Oh, yeah. We sure did. How do I get that, Ben? Hey, you'll tell me how I can get that. Ben Quattrone over at Honda BMW Champaign. Okay, do you want to do a quick sports for us?
Sure.
We just walk in off the street and hand Grace some coffee. And away we go with sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
The Chicago Cubs have won six straight. They beat the Tigers yesterday 5-2. And the Cubs are off today. The Cardinals came from behind with five runs in the seventh and two more in the eighth to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in four last night. And here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are in San Francisco, where they will open a four-game series tonight at AT&T Park. But last night, some fireworks for the Cardinals as a home run by Yadier Molina capped off a five-run inning that started with a home run by Jairo Munoz off Hirano, the losing pitcher. Michaelis got the win.
He'll face Molina with two runners aboard. We're in the seventh inning. First pitch is hit hard to right field. Backing up Jay towards the track, towards the wall. Home run, Yadier Molina. Three-run shot, and the Cardinals now lead 6-2.
Michael has certainly deserved a win. He was outstanding again. He picked up his ninth victory. Bud Norris was able to close it out. Jordan Hicks got some very important outs late in the game when the Diamondbacks were trying to come back on their own. But seven late runs for the Cardinals, eight runs, 13 hits in total. That's the story.
Though the Cardinals won two out of three from the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they finished the season series 3-3 with Arizona. It's Luke Weaver on the mound tonight here in San Francisco. Johnny Cueto, 3-0. He'll be pitching for the Giants, and we'll be on the air at 8:20 with a pregame show.
The Brewers beat Minnesota 3-2, so the standings in the National League Central looks like this. The Brewers are in first, the Cubs are in second, one game behind, and the Cardinals sit in third this morning, 6.5 back. And at Wimbledon, Roger Federer and Serena Williams both cruised to victories in the third round yesterday in London.
All right. There you go. That's sports. We'll do a weather here in just a second. Don't let the summer pass you by without a trip to Busch Stadium. Cardinals host the Reds the weekend of July 13th through the 15th. There are great giveaways all weekend long, including the Adam Wainwright bobblehead presented by SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions. We were practicing the baseball throw yesterday because Grace gets to throw the first pitch in St. Louis. Coming up in
a lot of work to do.
In a few weeks. Here's your weather.
Cloudy, hot, and humid today with a high around 90 and a heat advisory in effect for central Illinois until 7 tonight. There's a chance of rain at 50%, and tonight a chance of rain with the overnight low of 70. Tomorrow it's partly sunny, less humid with a high around 83. Friday it's partly sunny with a high of 86, and it's currently 72 and so humid.
Yeah, she wants to not go viral on her throat.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to be fine.
It's actually a concern.
No, you're going to be fine. She's working
on it. I tend to release the ball late, making it go into the ground.
Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. We'll be right back. Kind of a recap of the 4th of July next. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, news on the job market. There were more people filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims increased by 3,000, more than expected. However, the total number of new claims, 231,000, is still at the level of a healthy job market. And payroll processing company ADP says 177,000 private sector jobs were created in June. Economists were expecting slightly more job creation, 190,000 positions. The European Union is offering to broker a deal involving the world's biggest car exporters to avoid a trade war. The Financial Times says EU officials are looking into talks with the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. And Boeing is taking over Brazil's Embraer commercial airplane and services business. It will own 80% of the unit. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments.
Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or convenient thumb drive.
Visit LegacyBox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. LegacyBox.com/USA.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, I'm trying to still wrap my arms around the Thailand cave soccer story.
It's crazy.
It's the kids went in spelunking, I guess?
Spelunking.
It's going to cave.
Yeah, that is a thing.
Doing a cave thing. And then it rained and the floodwaters came in, so pushing them further into this cave a mile and a half. They were missing 10 days and miraculously are alive. They did not eat for 10 days. They got them some rice and some other really good food. Some divers, some of the best from the U.S., cave divers. It's just really dangerous because you've got rock on top of your head, rock beneath it. It's claustrophobic stuff, and then it's all mud. I mean, you can't see an inch. So it's pure feel, and it took them 4 hours to go a mile. And so they're putting a rope through so you can kind of follow the rope back. So then you got to put this full mask thing on the kids, give them sedation. So
is that what they're going to do?
They're going to talk about that.
Wow.
So they don't panic. Ah, and then their regulator falls out, then they drown. So, you know, my thought, because I heard a Navy SEAL talk about how dangerous this was, why not get them all they need, if you can get them supplies, and keep them there for 4 months? And
what?
Then in 4 months, they walk out. They just walk out because the monsoon season, water recedes, it's a safe exit. Versus risking every time a life because, you know, the SEAL, this is a Navy SEAL this morning on Fox said, better them than me. That's how hard this is. That's how dangerous it is. So if you are able to keep them alive, keep them alive. I don't know.
For 4 months, though, I don't know. I don't think I could stay in a place like that for 4 months.
Well, you know, if you have food and water and shelter, you can survive it. It's not obviously, but is it right. Better to risk when you don't have to and you can be safe and warm with supplies, or do you take the risk to get them out because it's 4 months? I don't know.
I wonder what it would look like if they would require keeping divers around and in that area, and almost like the price of having all of those people that know what they're doing kept around for that long.
Good question. I don't know if we're charging anybody. I think we're trying to help Thailand. Mm. So we're offering our support and help and our prayers, of course. But it's a really tricky situation. Monsoon season, more rain's coming, water's going to rise more. The question is where they are, is that safe? So we've been trying
to... Could it get worse? Could it flood more?
Definitely.
If it flood more, yeah.
And then you need to get them out because it's only going to...
If there's any question about the water rising, definitely you have to take the risk because you just don't know if you can go anywhere else. I just don't know the setup. But if you have a ledge of a bunch of kids, they can sleep. You got, sleeping bags and warm and good water and warm food. You can transport all that. I don't know. Then you got to weigh, is this worth it when we know we can keep them alive here?
Are there wild animals down there?
No, I don't think so. They're just cold and wet and dark. It's dark. But they can bring lights in. They can do all the... You're not going to have direct TV, but you can survive it, as my understanding. All right, ESPN 93.5, Honda BMW Champaign. We sure appreciate Ben Quattrone providing official vehicle for Miss Illinois 2018. You like your Honda Civic?
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
We like the BMW a lot.
That was pretty nice.
Ben wanted
pretty
to,
nice, too.
Ben Quattrone wanted to trade us out, and we'll drive the Beamer. That would be a negative because, holy moly, that thing is worth a lot of money, and I was a little nervous driving it. But she's a beauty. I mean, BMW is a different machine.
Mm-hmm.
Different
it
machine.
It looks like a Transformers car, like it should be from the movie.
The way the engine, it's a hard top. And the way the engineering, how that thing folded back was unbelievable. It was just amazing. Anyway, Honda BMW, visit today. Ask about what they've got going on. They've got all kinds of vehicles you can test drive. You go to the website. It's ready to go and beautiful. DriveChampaign.com. They are a Honda President's Award winner, meaning they're a top 10% dealer in the nation for Honda. So they're great. And they've got hundreds of vehicles just waiting for you. DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com, Honda BMW, located just off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Okay. We'll catch up with Dr. Susan Zola in just moments. Talk about Mile at the Pines, which is coming up. 1 mile run, July 22nd. All the money benefiting Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation, all the money that we're lacking, this helps that. So more on that just ahead, ESPN 93.5.
Looking for a cool way to get a new air conditioning and heating system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you high-quality AC and heating equipment for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new home comfort system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
According to Classic Plumbing, these specs are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Dr. Susan Zola, Unit 4 Superintendent. We've got the Mile at the Pines, and I think Don Owens talked a little smack. Is there a challenge going on with you?
There are several challenges going on right now. We are very excited about the Mile at the Pines, and Don and I have committed some dollars to the number of districts that have the most staff, as well as the fastest runner from either Champaign or Urbana School District.
What do you think? I mean, Champaign's bigger. Is he kind of smacking down on the we're little but we're mighty thing?
I think he's assuming because of the location, he's in a lovely area in Urbana, that the folks in Champaign are not as aware, but we're going to make sure that that's not the case.
Okay, so we benefit the CU Schools Foundation. What do they do?
So CU Schools has been with our communities for over 30 years, and they are very much dedicated to public education and to giving back to teachers so that they can do some additional creative, innovative work with our students.
All right, so you've been at superintendent a little bit. You were totally prepared. You kind of grew up in the whole thing. How's it going?
I have very much enjoyed and feel very honored and privileged to serve in this role. As I complete my 34th year in the profession and my 29th in Champaign. I believe that giving support to our public schools is one of those great equalizers for our community. So,
can you believe how a no-win situation is calling school because of snow? Can't win.
Right. So this year we have five superintendents in the area that all join in on that decision so that we can all go high or low together.
I love that. I walked 6 miles in the snow backwards and against the wind. And they shouldn't call school, or how dare you have school with the ice. Anyway, it's great to have Dr. Susan Zolo. Ken, Mile to Pines, mileatthepines.com. We're raising money, all the money we can. Today's teacher works so hard. People said, oh, they got summers off. They get like a week off anymore. I mean, it's crazy how hard teachers work.
We have very dedicated teachers that serve in both our Champaign and Urbana schools, and we want nothing more than to raise additional dollars so that those grants are available to not only support our teachers, but obviously in the end our students and accelerate their success as well.
Has it gotten more challenging?
In terms of supporting our students, absolutely. I think the needs of our family and our community grow each and every year. But the powerful thing is that our community steps up each and every time and answers that with a resounding yes. And I see Mile at the Pines as another opportunity to do just that.
When I think of Unit 4, Susan, I think of all the changes and challenges coming up. Can you address that?
Sure. As you know, we passed a $183 million referendum. So again, a nice affirmation from our community of their support for public education. And over the next 5 years, you'll see about $208 million of projects evolve. From a new Dr. Howard to renovated and expanded Central Centennial, collaborations with the Park District. So we're very excited about the work ahead, and we're very excited about the collaboration with our community.
Too bad you can't click your heels and be done.
I think it's going to be an amazing journey that will be a once-in-a-lifetime for our community. Will also be a game-changer for families in the next 50 to 60 years.
There's no doubt it's a game-changer. There's no doubt about people coming into town asking about medical and schools, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got them both now.
Right.
When you get your schools, that's going to be really, really good.
Yeah. As you know, Champaign County is one of two growing communities, and a lot of it has to do with our university, our public education, our health care, and just the energy that comes from living in a college town.
And you're the superintendent when all this is happening.
And I, cool again, appreciate the opportunity to serve. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If people want more information and want to chime in with their opinion, is there a website for Champaign Schools?
Sure. ChampaignSchools.org, U4SD.org, also ZolaSU at U4SD.org, which is my direct email. So we're always interested in the community's voice because at the end of the day, they're the individuals that we serve.
Keep up your great work. We can't wait to see how this challenge goes between Urbana and Champaign.
Fast walker, but I've got other people on our team that are going to definitely give the Urbana folks, who we love, our best. So thanks again for this opportunity.
What is the dollar value we've decided?
I believe Ms. Don is throwing in a 116, and I'm only throwing in 104.
She's done four. You're in four. Come on,
yeah,
Don.
Just four. Fair enough. I think there's some other ways that Don are able to also contribute.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, it's going to be a win for our community and for our students.
Superintendent Unit 4, Dr. Susan Zolo, thank you.
Thank you very much.
MileAtThePines.com.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump has finished his interviews with Supreme Court candidates, a source tells Fox, with a decision to be announced Monday. He's spoken with seven people, and the source says of those, Utah Senator Mike Lee is not under consideration, that he was called more for input than a job interview.
Other candidates are appeals court judges Brett Kavanaugh, Amal Thapar, Amy Coney Barrett, Joan Larson, Raymond Kethledge, and Thomas Hardiman, believed to have been a runner-up when Justice Neil Gorsuch was nominated last year.
Fox's Jared Halpern. In Thailand, where a boys' soccer team is stranded in a partially flooded cave system,
rain is forecast, and the governor of Thailand's Chiang Rai province says we can't risk having the cave flood again. He says he's asked rescuers to prepare to bring the boys out, potentially at short notice. They may have to learn to cave dive.
Fox's Simon Owen. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has voted to comply with the Small Wireless Facilities Deployment Act, a state law to address plans for upcoming 5G networks. 5G boasts faster connections and download speeds for devices like computers, cell phones, and tablets. Former Savoy Fire Department Captain D.J. Dunn apologized to his victim before being sentenced to 36 years in prison for drugging and raping a probationary firefighter at his home. Dunn was sentenced to 15 years on each of two counts and 6 years on a third to be served consecutively. University of Illinois professor Lavanya Marla, along with Dartmouth and MIT professors, have developed an aircraft scheduling model to reduce flight delays. And Japan House at UIUC will celebrate 20 years in its permanent home this September at the annual Japanese Temple Festival. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy, hot, and humid today with a high around 90, with a heat advisory in effect for central Illinois until 7, and a chance of rain at 50%, with an overnight low of 70. Tomorrow it's partly sunny, less humid with a high around 83, and Friday partly sunny with a high of 86. And it's currently rising from 72.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy to have my daughter Grace, who's Miss Illinois 2018, in studio, headed to Miss America September the 9th on ABC. We had fun in the parade yesterday.
Yes, we did. It was so much fun.
Great having you. I'm happy to have you meet Grace, Greg Palcott, who I don't want to overdo it, but Greg is one of the best. When you're on the television, Greg Palcott, I'm turning it up.
You're very kind.
I mean
kind,
it. Sir. No, you got it going, man. When you're speaking, I'm listening, and I think you're tremendous at what you do. I think you're one of the best reporters going. Congratulations on all your success. All right, you're following. We're very interested in Thailand. I don't quite get it. If the kids are okay where they are, would you not keep them there 4 months or risk this? Or are they worried it'll flood further and they'll be endangered more?
Yeah, that's a question, sir. Really, whether keeping them down there until October, which it might take to let the water subside and the rains to calm down, it might just be too long. You might have, in the rains that are coming up, water levels reaching where they are right now in a dry space, might end up flooding where they are, drowning them, or it might be cutting off further the oxygen in the air. That's why everything that we've been hearing and seeing today from our feeds coming from Thailand indicate that more and more the rescue workers there are thinking about bringing them out in this risky manner. Diving them out is the phrase they use, basically putting face masks on them, putting scuba gear on them. These kids who don't even know how to swim, wow, let alone dive in a tight space like a cave, but working with them, practicing with them, and trying to get them out that way.
So what's the timeline of this going to look like? Are they going to try to train these kids in like a little bit a day, or are they going to just put it all at once and they're like going to get them out of there?
Apparently, they've been doing this for the past couple of days. You're practicing with them. They reached them again 3 days ago. The 7 rescue workers are with them all the time. They're working with them with the masks and with the gear. The stronger ones, they're aged 11 to 16, so obviously the older ones probably are a little bit more able to handle this, and they're saying that the stronger ones can go first, or the ones that are in most need of medical care. There's at least one that I think we're a little bit concerned about from looking at the reports and the feeds. But again, they'd have to do this at maybe at least a half a mile in portions underwater. I think what's really, from what we're seeing and from all the reports today, is the real effort is to get the water down. They pumped out 34 million gallons of water in this flooded cave, and it's dry. The water level is dropping a half an inch an hour. They brought it down about 30 to 40% before they reach there. So I think if they can walk them out or swim them out, obviously that'd be much better than having them try that diving. So that's a lot of effort being put into that too.
And so are these divers able to bring food and water into these kids?
Yeah, they are provided for. Okay. Food is coming. First it was liquid, high-nutrient food, and then it was real food, as well as medical treatment. There were a lot of scratches and bruises that they were dealing with, and so that's being tended to do, even some changes of clothes. So that's being looked at. They were trying to string up kind of like a fiber optic cable through this 2.5 miles worth with the cave so they can at least talk to the families who are waiting, of course, just like the rest of the world, with great hope and trepidation for these last several days. But so far, apparently, that has not been rigged up. But that would be a psychological boost as well.
It has really captivated the world. People are really, really onto this story, and it's hard to visualize it. And they were, is it called spelunking? They were at soccer practice, and they just went into the cave. Rains came. They had to push in further because it started flooding. Is that kind of what happened?
That's what we are told, and that's what we've seen. That they were playing some soccer nearby the cave opening. This is a pretty well-known cave, although it's long and it's tricky and it can be dangerous. The deeper and deeper you go into the mountain, they've done some exploring, but they'd never explored this far. There was this 25-year-old coach with them, and frankly, in reading the local newspapers, I've seen some questions already being asked whether he took a few more risks than he should have with these boys. But, yeah, they got in, and then the torrential rain started, and then the flooding started. And basically, it seems like they had to push their way in further to get to a higher ground. So certainly, when all this is over, there's going to be a lot of questions asked. But 100% of the focus is to bring these 13 kids and young adult back out.
Greg Polcott, Fox Television. He's all over. Do you ever wake up and say, I have no idea where I am?
I'm kind of like a fireman sometimes. They tell me, the boss is in New York, tell me where to go, and then I go. It's been fun for many years.
Well, you do a terrific job. I truly enjoy your reporting. You are a journalist extraordinaire. Keep up your great work. Thanks for this.
Thank you so much, folks. Thank you so much.
Greg Polcott is his name. You'll see him. Brett Baer goes to him a lot. And what's so funny, and I didn't want to mention it to him, but when he's on and for whatever reason, he'll do his stand-up. He might be in Thailand. He might be wherever he is, North Korea. South Korea, not North Korea. But he might be wherever he is in the world. He'll end the story, and officials waiting for final word. Brett. And he'll say Brett Baer, but he'll hit the T. Brett. I almost wait for it. It's very funny.
Love that.
841, Daughter Grace is here for a few more minutes. Marie Polk, Champaign County Freedom Celebration. How'd we do? How'd it go?
Oh, my goodness. It was so much fun. The day was filled with activities. So many people involved, both behind the scenes and from the community, just enjoying the different parts of the celebration yesterday. And then it ended literally with a lot of bang last night with the 4th of July fireworks spectacular, and so many positive comments about the events of the day. We're really excited about everything that happened.
Well, good work, Marie. I mean, this takes thousands of volunteer hours from so many people, and, you know, for those of us that kind of show up and part of it or watch it or enjoy it, we thank you very much, because this is one of those, well, you don't have to do this, but you just do because you love your town.
Yeah, it truly is a labor of love, and I've only been involved for about 7 years now, but being able to connect by being a part of the board previously, being the general chair previously, and just working with people like Val Fogel, for example, who has just been around forever and is still a part of this, it could only happen with volunteers and sponsorship, and it's just amazing. We plan for months and months. And then it finally comes to fruition. You see everything come together, and it just makes you feel really good inside. And so just we want to say thank you to everyone, to you and the crew at the radio station. Just thank you for your support, getting the word out there, and just kind of spreading some CCFC love. News Gazette Media, BUC, Carl, MTD, and I can't name everyone, but the committee members, the volunteers, the board, who they're primarily responsible for just working with all the committees and making it all happen. The community, the veterans, we were celebrating them and honoring them. We just want to give a big shout out to see you and everyone who has played any part in making this happen for 69 years.
Yeah, wonderful. I know you enjoyed Gracie.
I loved it.
Garrett Anderson, too.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that was so cool.
Yeah, very nice. And we enjoyed waving so many little kids. And I thought there were a lot of people on the route. I don't know if it was more than normal, but it felt like a bunch.
Yeah, so I was out on a golf cart a few times, just going down the route, taking pictures. We'll post those to the Facebook page later on today. But it did seem like a lot of people. There were some shots that I just had to capture because there were so many people. They were just enjoying it and waving and smiling and not even worried about the heat, which was the greatest thing. It like I said, it's just amazing. I play a very small role, but it's amazing to see all of this come together.
We appreciate everything, Marie. One more. Oh, I just cut Marie off. Dang. Val Coble, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Stevie?
I'm fine. Thank you for all your work, because you were on a golf cart, too, working it hard. But thank you, Val Coble. You've done this for a long time.
Yes, it's such nice to see it come together. You know, sometimes as a committee, you wonder if it's ever going to come together.
Yep. It's kind of like producing a play. The final week, you're going, uh-oh, and then all of a sudden it just works. So, Val, we thank you again, but everything from your perspective, from your golf cart, looked good and worked well?
What was the reaction? Did we have any reaction for the fireworks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We thought they were wonderful.
Loved them.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I always love at the end of the fireworks after the grand finale how loud the people get.
Yes.
Such a neat ovation. But I thought it went off beautifully. I mean, I did wonder how helicopters were allowed to fly around up there. I don't know how that works, but it'd be a heck of a view.
Yeah, that would be. We controlled the zones, but I guess we didn't control the helicopters.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Val, thanks again, my friend. You're the best.
Maybe that just leads to one thing. If you like the fireworks, in order for them to get better, it takes money. So please send us some money.
All right, give me the box
number. Okay, thank you, Steve.
What's the box number, Val, to send money?
452.
452. All right, 452. You got it, my friend. Thank you, Val.
Thank you, Stevie. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, thank you, Val Coble. Good man. 452-61822 on the zip. They always are needing money. Okay, quick check of sports coming up. It's 8:46 ESPN 93.5.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Here we go again. Hey, it's Stephanie Pratt, Cole Banker, the Real Estate Group, your realtor that rocks the real estate market. I'm rocking both real estate and an awesome concert series with Whitesnake in downtown Chicago on July 11th. So listen to Tay and Karp in the afternoon to get qualified when they tell you to text in. We'll be rocking a limo with my friends at Larry's Limousine Service, so don't miss your chance to wind it down with Whitesnake and Foreigner on Wednesday, July 11th at the Huntington Bank Pavilion in Northerly Island. I'd be the girl on your hood any day, David. Rockin' Concert Series with ESPN and the Stephanie Pratt team, your realtors that rock the real estate market.
Here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I know.
Learn more at ESPNCU.com or check out my website, StephaniePrattHolmes.com. Rock on.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
Between summer heat and summer bugs, your lawn has its hands full. And it doesn't even have hands. Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard at the Home Depot can help. Right now, for 20% off. SummerGuard feeds your lawn with nutrients while killing summer bugs like ticks, fleas, and ants. So, lend a hand. Get Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard. Right now, 20% off and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Quick check of sports headlines. Grace has that.
The Chicago Cubs have won six straight. They beat the Tigers yesterday 5-2. And the Cubs are off today. The Cardinals came from behind with five runs in the seventh and two more in the eighth to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-4 last night. They play in San Francisco tonight on the air at 8:20. The Brewers beat Minnesota 3-2, so the standings in the National League Central looks like this. The Brewers are in first, the Cubs are in second, one game behind, and the Cardinals sit in third this morning, 6.5 back. And at Wimbledon, Roger Federer and Serena Williams both cruised to victories in the third round yesterday in London. That's sports.
Yep. Okay. We're going to come right back to your weather. We do have a heat advisory. I'll get that for you in just a moment. It is 8:50. Hello.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. Country Arbors is your home of locally grown annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. And now all annuals are 50% off. Yes, all baskets, flats, and pots are 50% off. Petunias, zinnias, begonias, and coleus, all 50% off. And these aren't leftover plants. These have been watered every day and consistently fertilized, so there's still tens of thousands of beautiful plants at half the cost. Tropical and foliage plants are all 30% off. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery. Locally grown annuals and tropicals grown right here in Urbana, but now at half the cost. You can visit countryarbors.com for more information and direction.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
All right, we'll check your weather now with the 3-day forecast.
Cloudy, hot, and humid today with the high around 90 and a heat advisory in effect for central Illinois until 7. Chance of rain at 50% and tonight with an overnight low of 70. Tomorrow it's partly sunny and less humid with the high around 83. And Friday it's partly sunny with the high of 86. And it's currently rising from 72 and very humid.
We talked to Ed Martin. Phyllis Schlafly is the Eagle Forum where he works. Ed was on earlier this morning, and he talked about the Supreme Court pick that'll be coming up.
And it feels a little bit more like a reality TV show, although most of America is at the lake or with family, so maybe they're not paying attention. But there really are 6, 7, 8, 9 candidates who've been interviewed, if you include Senator Mike Lee. And they're really, I happened to talk to somebody yesterday who just gotten a call from the White House, and they said, you know, it's really wide open. And so you're seeing people weigh in on this now with preferences. You know, there's a Michigan, a former Supreme Court of Michigan judge, Joan Larson, who's now on the federal bench. People are weighing in for her. There's a few others. And so it's wide open. I don't think we really know, and we may not know until Monday when the president announces it.
Well, apparently there are the leaders, Kethridge, Kavanaugh, and then Amy Coney Barrett. So three that Fox is reporting in the lead here. But he has interviewed like six or seven. Talk about, you know, you have to interview for Miss America. I mean, I think interviewing for Supreme Court would also better be prepared, right?
You better be prepared.
They're going to ask you some tough questions in that one, I would think.
And for that one, you got to know it. There's no getting around that.
Yeah, you're going to have to know. And generally, if you get interviewed for something like that, you're pretty high up the chain.
Yes. So
it'd be an honor, I guess. And also, if you think about it, there are 9 positions on the Supreme Court. Once you are nominated, you have to, you know, pass all the scrutiny and get voted in by your Senate, but that's a lifetime position.
Mm-hmm.
You can be 45 and be there for 45 years. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's 85.
Gosh.
She's been there 20 or 30.
Right.
So you're going to be there a long time. So it is it's a big deal, and there's a lot of protesting going on, all the stuff. How about the Statue of Liberty? Did you guys see, Colleen, did you see that? The woman that climbed?
Unreal.
Got to the base of, she's part of the resistance.
Oh.
So she climbs 90 feet up to get to the pedestal, shuts down the Statue of Liberty. So all the people that were on the 4th of July wanting to see,
got evacuated and no more tours. That's so inconsiderate.
That is.
So bad. Anyway, they got up there and she was nasty at first and then apologized at the end of the day. So good work by 16 people with all kinds of ropes and stuff to stay safe to grab her. It's just silly. All right. Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
And great to see you.
Again.
Loved having you again, helping out. Diane's off this week, but thank you again for jumping in on your day off here.
Of course.
And off and running, your schedule's going to get pretty busy.
Yes. Yep. I'll be gone starting here soon for probably the rest of the time until Miss America.
Yeah.
But very fun the few days.
We're going to have
here.
A send-off party at the iHotel, and I'll tell you when that is so you can come send Grace off to Atlantic City. All right, talk to you soon. Love you. Thank you
Love
for coming.
You. Thank you.
It's Colleen Magnifico as well, Ann. Thank you, Colleen.
Yep, no
Appreciate
problem.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow. ESPN 93.5, The Jeremy Warner Show. We'll be next. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday.
Flooring Surfaces is your source for the best floors in Central Illinois. And during the Summer of Savings, we're thanking our customers with no sales tax for the month of July. Purchase a new floor, and we'll pay the tax for you. See store for details. If you're looking for that wow factor, Flooring Surfaces has a beautiful showroom filled with the latest fashions in flooring. And if you're on a budget, carpet short rolls or discontinued tile is up to 70% off regular price. You'll find your next floor and pay no sales tax during the Summer of Savings at Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Golf season is here and Willow Pond Golf Course in Rantoul is where to be. Enjoy East Central Illinois' most improved course, great food, and a great atmosphere, all for a great price, and take in historic scenic views of the former Chanute Air Force Base. Monday through Friday, golf for just $25 and $30 on Saturday and Sunday, both including a cart. Baby boomers 60 years and older can take advantage of the weekday special, a round and a cart for $20. Book your tee time today at Willow Pond Golf Course. Call 899 939,000 or willowpondgolf.com.
Between summer heat and summer bugs, your lawn has its hands full. And it doesn't even have hands. Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard at the Home Depot can help. Right now, for 20% off. SummerGuard feeds your lawn with nutrients while killing summer bugs like ticks, fleas, and ants. So, lend a hand. Get Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard. Right now, 20% off. And only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use mobile meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the mobile meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the mobile meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Previously on Tan Carp,
Francis Okoro's not coming to Illinois. What really drives me nuts is that how does he not look at this team right now and understand that from day one that he is the starting big man for Illinois for as long as he wants to play? I mean, he would be your starting center, and yet he decided to go to Oregon, and I'm not mad at the kid. It just stinks for Illinois because that is the exact position of need.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is your store for all things Liddyville. Participate in the growing phenomenon by getting yourself new Liddyville gear. Pioneered by the Illinois coaching and recruiting staff, Liddyville is taking over Champaign-Urbana and is bonding all Fighting Illini fans and alumni to each other in the area. It's what makes us great. Shop official Liddyville apparel only at Game Day Spirit here in Champaign or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Go Illini!
Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis or New Zealand or Cape Horn or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to steviejtravel.com for all the information. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go? If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one.